Hi and welcome to Maths Podcast F05. This podcast covers the foundation GCSE topic, percentages. Our first question, question 1, is about a football survey. We're given some information at the beginning of the question, and each part of the question refers to this. For part A, we have to write 40% as a fraction, since 40% of people named football as their favourite sport. We have to give the fraction in its simplest form. Now it's fairly straightforward to write a percentage as a fraction. You simply write the percentage over 100, since percent means out of 100. So we have 40 over 100, or 40 hundredths, but we need to cancel this down. First thing to do here, we can see, is that we can cancel by 10. So divide 40 by 10 gives us 4, divide 100 by 10 gives us 10. This gives us 4 tenths. Now this is not in its simplest form, since it can be cancelled again. This time, 2 goes into both 4 and 10. So we divide the 4, the numerator, by 2, which gives us 2, divide the denominator, 10, by 2, this gives us 5, 2 fifths is now the fraction we've got. This is the simplest form, since there isn't a number apart from 1 that goes into 2 and 5. We could have gone from 40 hundredths straight to 2 fifths by dividing both the top and the bottom by 20, since 40 divided by 20 is 2, and 100 divided by 20 is 5. However you get to this fraction in the simplest form, it doesn't matter, it's still the correct answer, 2 fifths. For part B, we have to write 83% as a decimal. Again, this should be fairly straightforward, since to change a percentage to a decimal, we divide it by 100. Now you should know that dividing by 100 means that effectively the decimal point moves 2 places to the left, or the digits move 2 places to the right, so 83 divided by 100 is 0.83. Part C is not actually about percentages, but it fits in with the rest of the question. We have to write 4.2 million in figures. You should know that 1 million is 1 followed by 6 zeros, so the million column is the 7th column from the right. So 4 million would be 4 with 6 zeros after it, but we want 4.2 million, so we want 4, 2 and then 5 zeros after it, so there are 7 digits altogether. So we get 4200000. For part D, we need to write 2/25 as a percentage. Now to do this without a calculator, you need to change 2/25 into an equivalent fraction with 100 as its denominator. Now you can double both of the numerator and the denominator to get 4/50, then double the numerator and denominator again in this case to get 8/100. This would give us 8 out of 100, or 8%. We can go straight to this 8/100 by multiplying the numerator and denominator both by 4. So again getting an equivalent fraction, but this time 2 times 4 is 8, 25 times 4 is 100, 8/100, therefore 8%. So the final answer here, 8%. Finally, part E, we're told that 40% of people named football as their favourite sport. What percentage of people did not name football as their favourite sport? Well, as the whole population is 100%, 40% did not name football as their favourite sport, so we want to do 100 take away 40, which leaves us 60%. So 60% did not name football as their favourite sport. Now moving on to question 2. Question 2 deals with the 1,200 students at Shefton School. We're told that 275 of these students were absent from school on Wednesday. We have to work out how many students were not absent on Wednesday. So to do this, we need to do 1,200 subtract 275. Now you can do this in two ways. You could do it using column methods, although this would mean carrying across, borrowing from the next digit quite a couple of times. It would be quite complicated. The easiest way to do this is to say 1,200 minus 200 is 1,000, then take off the extra 75, so 1,000 takes 75 should leave you with 925. So 925 students were not absent on Wednesday. This leads us on to the percentage question, that Billy says that more than 25% of the 1,200 students were absent on Wednesday. We have to find out whether he is correct, and explain our answer. Now since 25% is a quarter of 1,200 is 300. So since 300 is more than 275, Billy is wrong. It's important here to explain why Billy is wrong. You will not get a mark just for saying that Billy is wrong. You must say that 25% of 1,200 is 300, so therefore 275 is less than a quarter or less than 25%. Now on to Part C. Part C tells us that 55% of the 1,200 students are girls. We have to work out 55% of 1,200. Now, without a calculator, the easiest way to do this is to first off work out 50% of 1,200. 50% is a half. Half of 1,200 is 600. From the 50%, we can then work out 5%, since 5% is 50% divided by 10. So in this case, 600 divided by 10, or 60. So we know that 50% is 600, 5% is 60, so 55% must be 660. Now on to Part D. Part D tells us that there are 144 students in Year 12. We have to write 144 out of 1,200 as a percentage. So we have 144 over 1,200. This is a fraction. We need to change this, again, into a fraction with a denominator of 100. To change 1,200 into 100, we divide it by 12. So we need to do the same thing with the numerator. 144 divided by 12, you should know, is 12. So we now have a fraction 12 hundredths, which is 12%, since 12% means 12 out of 100. Question 3 is a conversion question. For Part A, we have to convert 0.73 into a percentage. To change a decimal to a percentage, you need to multiply it by 100. So 0.73 multiplied by 100 means that the digits move two places to the left. This gives us 73%. For Part B, we need to write a quarter as a percentage. Now, a quarter, you should realise, is 25%, since a quarter of 100 is 25. This equivalence between a quarter and 25% is something that you should try to learn. The same as a half is 50%, a third is 33 1/3%. You should try to learn these percentages, fraction equivalents. For Part C, we have to write 41% as a fraction. This is fairly straightforward, since percent means out of 100. 41 out of 100 is 41 hundredths. So the fraction here is 41 hundredths. Part D, we have to write 60 as a fraction of 220, and we have to give the fraction in its simplest form. So here it's not a percentage question, but it's linked with the percentage question that we're doing. So 60 over 220 can be cancelled down by dividing by 10, both top and bottom. This gives us 6 over 22. This can still be cancelled further, since 2 is a factor of 6 and 22. So dividing the numerator 6 by 2 gives us 3. Dividing the denominator 22 by 2 gives us 11. 3 and 11 are both prime numbers, so this can't be simplified any further. So the fraction in its simplest form is 3/11. Now question 4. In question 4, we're told that Zadi scored 17 out of 20 in a test. We have to write this score as a percentage. First of all, write it as a fraction, 17/20. To change to a percentage, we need to change the denominator in this fraction into 100, so we've got an equivalent fraction with a denominator of 100. To change 20 into 100, we can multiply by 5, since 5 lots of 20 is 100. So we therefore need to multiply our 17 by 5 to get the numerator. You could do this with standard column methods, or say that 5 times 10 is 50, 5 times 7 is 35, so 5 times 17 is going to be 50 add 35, which is 85. So we have the fraction 85 hundredths, which means that we have 85%. Now on to question 5. Question 5 again is a conversion type question, similar to question 3, but there are some things to note from this question. The first one is fairly straightforward, since we have to write 21% as a fraction, so this means 21 over 100. Part B, we have to write 0.6 as a percentage. Now, common mistakes here are to write this as 6%. But remember, you need to multiply this by 100 to get the percentage, which means that the 6 will move 2 places to the left. This will give us 60%. Again, it's worth remembering that 0.6 is 60%. Similarly, 0.7 is 70%, 0.8 80%. Moving on to question C, we have to write 4% as a decimal. Again, a common mistake here is to write down 0.4. But as we've seen from the last question, 0.4 is actually 40%. Now what we have to do here is divide our 4 by 100, since 4% means 4 out of 100. 4 divided by 100 is 0.04, not 0.4. So common mistakes here you need to try and avoid. Finally, we need to work out 20% of 700. Now this again is without a calculator. So to work out 20% of 700, first of all, work out 10% of 700. Since there are 10 10% in 100%, we need to divide our 700 by 10. Doing this gives us 70, so 10% of 700 is 70. We want to find 20%, so we want 2 lots of this. 2 lots of 70 is 140, so 20% of 700 is 140. We're now moving on to the non-calculator questions. So question 6, we have to work out 76% of 130. There are several different ways of doing this. The easiest way is to change 76% into a decimal, which is 0.76, and then multiply this by 130. So 130 times by 0.76 gives us 98.8. Since we're working in money, we must give 2 decimal places, so this gives us £98.80. An alternative method is to divide 130 by 100 to get 1%, then multiply by 76. This gives us the same answer, £98.80. Moving on now to question 7, this question involves a percentage increase. So in a wholesale store, the cost of a printer is £48 without the VAT. We have to work out the cost of the printer including VAT at 17.5%. Again, there are several ways of doing this. The first way is calculate 17.5% of 48. To do this, we can multiply 48 by the decimal equivalent, 0.175. 48 times 0.175 gives us £8.40. We can then add this on to the existing £48, so 48 plus £8.40 gives us £56.40. Again, remember to leave the extra decimal place on, so we have 2 decimal places because it's money. Alternatively, we can do this in one stage by multiplying 48 by 1.175. We do this because increasing by 17.5% gives us a total of 117.5%. 117.5 as a decimal is 1.175. So we can do this by simply multiplying 48 by 1.175 and getting 56.4. Again, remember to change this into money, so £56.40. And now question 8. Question 8 is about Frobingham Amateur Dramatic Society. It tells us that we get £250 from a council grant and we sell 1,250 tickets at £5 each. For part A, we need to work out the total income of the society for the year 2007. So we have £250 plus 1,250 multiplied by 5. 1,250 multiplied by 5 is 6,250. You can use your calculator to do this. Then 250 plus 6,250 is 6,500. So the total income of the society was £6,500. For part 2, we need to find the council grant as a percentage of the society's total income for 2007, and we need to give our answer to one decimal place. Since the council grant was £250, and the total income was £6,500, we get 250 over 6,500 would give us a fraction. We need to change this to a percentage, so we can do 250 divided by 6,500, since this is what the fraction means, and then multiply this by 100. Doing this on your calculator should give you to the nearest decimal place, 3.8%. We then told that in 2006, the Society's total income was £6,000. The club spent 60% of its total income on a venue. It spent a further £250 on refreshments. We have to work out how much remained. So first of all, we need to work out how much they spent on the venue. This is 60% of £6,000. To do this, we can simply multiply 6,000 by 0.6, the decimal equivalent of 60%. This gives us £3,600 spent on the venue. Alternatively, we could do 6,000 divided by 100 to get 1%, then multiply by 60 to get 6%, 60%. Again, this gives us £3,600. We also need to work out the total amount that is spent. To do this, we can do our £3,600 for the venue, plus the £250 for refreshments. This gives us £3,850 as a total spend. The question asks us, though, how much remained? To do this, we need to take the initial £6,000 and subtract the total spend of £3,850. £6,000 minus £3,850 gives us £2,150. So the final answer here is £2,150. It's important in this question to make sure you write down all of your working, since there are 3 marks for the question. So you'll get marks for each individual value that you worked out. So make sure you show these in your working. And finally, a percentage reduction question, question 9. We're told that items are reduced by 33% in a sale, and we have to find the sale price of a hat that was £16.50 before the sale. There are again 2 ways of doing this. We can first calculate 33%. To do this, we do 16.50 multiplied by 0.33, the percentage equivalent of 33%. This gives us 5.445. We can then take this away from the £16.50, so 16.50 minus 5.445 gives us 11.055. Since this is money, we have to give it to the nearest penny, so we can convert this into £11.06. Alternatively, to do this in one step, you can realise that 100% minus 33% gives us 67%. So the sale price of the hat is going to be 67% of its original price. To do this, we can do 16.50 multiplied by 0.67. This gives us 11.055. Again, we need to round this off to the nearest penny, £11.06. And that's it from Maths It Podcast F05 Percentages.